for sweet peace, and for faith to increase, and
family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. Welcome to our worship service here at our sanctuary, which is located at 4071 Foster Road, San Antonio, Texas. And to all who are listening to us on their radio at FM 96.9, if you're looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come join us here on any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. Now listen now to this reading of Psalm 148, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heaven, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, and you sea monsters and all the deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for this blessed morning that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us through the heat, bringing us, Lord, through the weather and enabling us to meet one more time this Sunday. We ask, Lord, that you would bless this congregation, that, Lord, that you would look into our hearts this morning. And if there's anything that's not right there, we ask that you would cast it away, Lord, and replace it with your cleaning as only you can. We thank you, Lord, and we call it done in your blessed name. Amen.
Will you stand for our opening hymn? I love to tell the story. I love to tell.
Good morning, church. Father, forgive me for my greed. I know that many of your children live with joy in the midst of poverty. I know many of them are far more generous than I am. Open my heart and cleanse me through and through. Make me more generous with others, just as you have been generous with me. Thank you for all my blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us pray. Father, you are the source. You are the giver. You are everything. We ask, Lord, that you touch our hearts now. Give us hearts of generosity. Help us to see the problems of the world. Help us to see where we can be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. We ask, Lord, that as we come now, you take our tithes and offerings, multiply them, and use them always for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Today's scripture is from Luke 11:37-41. Woes on the Pharisees and the experts in the law. When Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisee was surprised when he noticed that Jesus did not first wash before the meal. Then the Lord said to him, "Now then, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? But now, as for what is inside you, be generous to the poor, and everything will be clean to you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. Lord, when people search for the truth, may they find a deep and lasting faith in God. Discovering the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as the source of all life and love. I ask you this in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Frank. He's letting me ladies first here. I do have an announcement from Faith Comes by Hearing in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Since your last Bible Stick campaign, which was last year in May, Military Month, Military Honoring Month, we have partnered with many gospel distributor agencies and translators for our campaign, Vision 2033, whereby then the good news will be heard in every language across the globe, including those people who don't even read or write but only hear the word in their verbal heart language. All the funds that come to this effort provide personal Bible sticks or group proclaimer listening broadcast devices to whoever requests them. Our campaign this year, family, will be over the next 2 weeks until May 29th. Once again, the contributions that Alamo sends by the 31st will receive matching funds to double that contribution. Ann Williams from Albuquerque continues, Alamo family and friends have been so generous in the past years. Please be even more generous now as the return of Christ is ever nearer. Thank you for your faithful support. Ann Williams, Faith Comes by Hearing. We will, any contributions that you wish to make to Faith Comes by Hearing and these wonderful resources that go all over the world for the New Testament, the Good News, make contributions in an envelope addressed to Faith Comes by Hearing, or Bible sticks, which you are used to from the past, or a check with a memo for Bible sticks or Faith Comes by Hearing. Thank you all.
Thank you, Peggy. Good morning, church. The first announcement that I have is FYI. Are you planning an event? Please contact the office, which is Jan Morrison, and reserve a date and time on the calendar. To prevent any conflicts with other groups, there will be a first-come, first-served basis. Thank you. And what we have lined up for the rest of the week is on Monday the 16th at 10:30 a.m. the Wesley Covenant Group will meet in Building B. On Tuesday, May 17th at 10 a.m. the Women's Bible Study Group meets in Building B. And then following that at 11 is their reunion group in Building B. And then later on in the evening at 6:30 the Bell Choir will practice. And then at 7:45, the choir will practice. Then on Wednesday, May 18th at 7 p.m., the Oasis Church will meet in the church lobby. And then finally on Saturday at 9 a.m., the Romeos will meet at Sophia's, and the Juliets will meet at Denny's. And then the next announcement that I have is birthdays. For today, it's Bonnie Chambers. The 16th will be Gayla Letchling, and then on the 18th is Chris Lawler. So let us sing happy birthday to these ladies. I'll try to lead y'all, but it might not be pretty, but here we go. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Thank you.
I have an announcement. Yesterday we had our spring cleaning.
you, Harriet.
As we prepare for the message, please take a moment, clear your hearts and minds, take a breath, and let us pray. Father, sustainer, creator, you have given us life, you have given us direction. We ask, Lord, that you be with Pastor Ted, as he delivers your word to us. For you, your spirit has touched him. Give him strength and courage. Make him your instrument. And as the message is delivered, Lord, let us hear with joy your word that you would have for each of us. Let it burn within us, so that when we leave this place, others will see your glory through us. Let us be your hands and feet and mouth to spread the good news to all the earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tom, for your prayer. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to tell you this morning that God loves you very much.
Amen.
He cares a lot about you. He cares about what you do, where you go, who you go with. He cares about all those things. Now, you may think that you're here alone and nobody knows what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. Someone else around you may not know what you're doing. But Jesus always knows what you're doing. And you know why he knows that? Because he knows the condition of our hearts. You see, Jesus knows the real reason why you came to church this morning. Now, you ain't got to tell me. But he already knows. He knows. Some may came for different reasons. Some may came for the right reason. But the point I'm trying to make this morning is that Jesus knows all about your heart. Our scripture this morning talks about a heart condition. Jesus is being invited to lunch, if you can believe that. And as he goes in to eat, the Pharisees tell him that he hasn't washed his hands. He needs to wash his hands. He's actually criticizing the Lord. Every time when I was growing up, one thing my mother always said, Ted, make sure, did you wash your hands? Did you wash your hands? Yes, ma'am, I washed them. Hand be just as dirty as all get out. She'd look at them. Now, you go back in there and wash your hands and wash your hands. Jesus, this man criticized the Lord, told him that he needed to wash his hands. You see, the Pharisees, they had a man-made commandment that they had made to usurp the commandments of God. You see, we humans, we have a good, we love to do that. What God says one thing, we turn it around for something else, for our own benefits. And the Pharisees were doing just that. He told him that he had to wash his hands, and they went through this ceremonial hand-washing routine, and what this was to do was to show God that they were really all that, when they really was not. Have you ever tried to tell the Lord you were all that and you knew deep inside that you wasn't? That you knew that was something inside you that just wasn't right. And Jesus tells the man this. He says, you Pharisees, you look at the outside of the cup.
you know, and the dish. But he says, inside, you are full of greed and wickedness. In other words, the Lord can see straight into your heart. And I got to tell you, folks, this morning, that's where it all comes out of. Jesus explains in Mark or in Matthew that it's not what goes inside. I ate a lot of hot dogs yesterday, and I ate some hot dogs last night. But them hot dogs, they don't corrupt my inside. Now, they may give me a stomachache, but that's not the part that Jesus is concerned about. You see, Jesus is concerned about our inner conditions more than our outward appearance. Oh, my goodness, you can look just as pretty and just as good and smell just as good, take a bath every night instead of just on Saturday night. I don't know nobody does that, but you can just dress up and look pretty. But inside, people can't see where you're really hurting, where the real issue is. And that's where the issue is. The issue is the heart, a heart condition. Jesus has a cure for that. He has a remedy for that. This is what he says. You foolish people. Did not the one who made the outside also make the inside? You know, he says, but now as what is inside of you, he says, be generous to the poor and everything will be clean for you. You see, the Pharisees, they had a problem of the heart that we have sometimes, and it's greed. We want everything for Ted. Don't want to share with nobody else. It's all about me. And that's the way they are. They were. And this is what Jesus is addressing to us today, that we should not be greedy, especially to the poor. Now, you may not know this, but God cares a lot about the poor. He really does. When you read his word, you'll see a lot of scripture deals with how we treat the poor. And if you want to fall out of God's favor quick, just mistreat someone, especially a poor person. Just do that and see how quickly things will begin to unravel for you. So he tells them, be generous to the poor and everything will be clean for you. You see, we're always concerned about the outside, but we don't think about our insides, and it's our insides that the Lord is after, you know. Now, how do we get this cleanliness? How do we get clean for the Lord? How do we get rid of the things that are in our hearts that are not right? Those things that cause all the problems. You see, Jesus says that out of the heart becomes all types of wickedness, greed, adultery, lasciviousness, deceitfulness, sexual immorality. These are all the things that come out from the heart. And folks, and when the heart's not right, then you're not right. And when you're not right, then God's going to have to get you right. Amen? Because you know what? You cannot do it by yourself. I don't care how much of Joel Osteen you may listen to, or T.D. Jakes, or any of the other preachers, even me. We can't clean you up. We can't do it. But I know someone who can. And I came to tell you this morning about it. And that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to, you don't have to, I just wonder this morning, how many of you out there this morning need your hearts clean? You don't have to tell me, because you know what? God already knows about it. But how many of you need your hearts clean? How many of you need to stop doing some things that you know God doesn't want you to do? I'll raise my hand. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. If you're doing wrong, you need to admit it. Amen? Admit it before the Lord. But the Lord wants to clean you up. And this is how he does it. First of all, in order to have a clean heart, you've got to be born again. Oh, my goodness, folks, we can't skip over that point. Because if you're not born again, that's how the cleaning starts. It starts with the power of the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus does a work on your heart, I heard a gospel singer say this a long time ago, and that was Shirley Caesar. She says she doesn't understand how people can come in contact with Jesus and not be changed. Folks, once you come in contact with the Lord, you're never the same. Amen? You are never the same. And that's what's mean by you get saved through conversion, and you get baptized, and through faith you become a child of God. But the cleaning process does not stop there. You see, I used to think that God did it in 20 seconds, quick, that he would clean me up, but it didn't happen there. It took the Lord a long time to get Ted straight, and he's still working on me. And if you're honest with yourself, he's still working on you too. Because none of us are perfect. None of us can stand before and say, Lord, I did everything right. Because the Bible tells that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But what you have to do when you get saved, you have to go through a process called sanctification. Amen? How many of you here know what sanctification is? Amen. Sanctification means to be set apart for service to the Lord. In other words, you are born again believer, but now the Lord is working on your heart. And he's cleaning all that junk and mess out of you. And as he cleans you up, guess what's going to happen? He's going to start to reveal things to you. He's going to start to show things to you. You see, a carnal mind cannot understand the things of God. It takes a what kind of mind? A spiritual mind. And God's got to clean you up to do that. So through sanctification, you do this. You put off the old person. You get rid of the things that causing that unclean heart. And then you put on the new man. You say it's not enough to get rid of the old man. You've got to replace it with the new with the new man. The way I stopped doing the things that I shouldn't do, I started replacing them with doing the things that God wants me to do. I have what I call my little garage out there, my little man cave. And that's where I go sometimes to go out there and just kind of chill out and take it easy. But last night, I turned that fan on and I laid there and I was sitting there. I was listening to music and something came over and said, Ted, you need to start replacing that music and start thinking about the Lord. And I started thinking about the things, thinking about this sermon, thinking about this congregation, thinking about this church and where we're going and what we need to do. And I got calm and I felt like I say, well, you know what, Lord, that's what I got to do. I got to quit doing the old stuff and start doing the new stuff. You know, you see, because when you start putting on the new man, you're going to start producing fruits. And these are called fruits of the Spirit. You're going to be that kind person. You're going to be that generous person. You're going to be that person that loves the Lord, that person that studies God's word. You're going to be that person if you will start to put on that new man and live the way the Lord wants you to live. Folks, you can't be a Christian and live just any kind of way. You just can't do it. Trust me, I tried. You can't be a right Christian if you're going to straddle a fence and on this side, Monday, you're good, and then over here, you're another way. God wants you to be straight on, and he wants you to be with him. He wants you to be clean on the inside. And when you do get clean, dear ones, oh, my goodness, what a joy that would be. Oh, you'll be able to read your Bible and understand it. You'll be able to talk with people and tell them about the Lord. I tell you, yesterday it was an awesome time to invite people to our church. You know, it may have been hot, but the fellowship and the Spirit was there. It didn't just happen by happenstance. No. The Lord is taking us somewhere, and he wants us to get on board. Amen? He wants us to get on board with him. But in order to be on board with him, we got to be cleaned up, and we got to be have the new man put on. We've got to do the things that God wants us to do. You know, when the Israelites were looking for a king, they wanted a king. They wanted a king. They had a king that was Saul. But Saul turned out to be like some of us. Instead of obeying the Lord, he wanted to please others. And he sought to please others more than pleasing the Lord. So the Lord sent Samuel out to find a king, or to anoint the king that he had chosen. And when he went to Jesse's house, David's father, he had several sons. And he went to all these sons. And Samuel said, well, this is not what the Lord wants. All these are good-looking young men. They're strong. And he says, is there one more? He says, yeah, my youngest, he's out in the fields. And David was just a little lad. Samuel went out, and immediately God said, this is the one I want. Anoint him. And the reason why the Lord did that is because, you see, he saw something in David's heart that was right. He saw something there that he could use. This morning, what does he see in your heart? Does he see light? Does he see the light of Jesus? Or does he see darkness? Oh, I tell you this morning, dear friend, if there's darkness there, you're in the right place. Amen? You're in the right place. You can get straight right here at this altar. Jesus can clean you up, or you can do it right there in your seat. But I tell you this, you have the opportunity this morning to get things right with God. You see, you can't go any further with the Lord until this is right inside. No matter how hard you try to just dress it up, you can't do it. God looks at the heart. We look at a person and see how they're dressed and what they're driving, and we make an immediate determination that this person is either good, no good, or whatever. But we don't know a thing about that person. All we know is what we think about it or her. But God looks at our hearts. When you walk through that door this morning, he saw your heart. And when you leave this morning, he sees your heart. And he does not want you to leave here with an unclean heart. He wants your heart to be right this morning. As I close this morning, I can't help but think about what the Lord has done for us, for my heart. I can't help but think about how good the Lord has been to me and blessed me and brought me through many things, through Vietnam and many deployments at sea. Oh, the wrong roads that I turned down. But the Lord says, Ted, I'm not going to let you go that way. I'm not going to let you do that. Come on back. Come on back. One thing about a Christian, folks, you may wallow in the mud, but you can't stay there. Amen? You got to get up. You got to get up and get right with the Lord. You see how them pigs, they lay in that hog wallow just forever, staying cool. But the Christian, we can't stay there. We have to get up. We have to keep moving for the Lord, because there's something inside you that tells you that you must get up. You cannot live in sin. Confess your sins and ask Jesus to remove any of the bad things in your heart. The gospel is the good news. And the gospel is this: Christ is risen, Christ has died, and what's the rest of it? Christ will come again. Amen. Yeah. It's the good news, and that's through Jesus Christ and his death and the resurrection. And the Holy Spirit gives all believers new hearts. You want a new heart? Ask Jesus. He'll give it to you. Give all believers new hearts that love God, they love their neighbor, and they want to sing you. Why don't you bring your heart problem to Jesus this morning? Now, Cheryl is going to put this verse up, this prayer up this morning. And I want us all to say this prayer together. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from my time my mother conceived me. Yet you desire faithfulness. Even in the womb, you taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let my hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquity. O, created me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Amen. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Now, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it in your heart, the Lord's going to clean you up. Amen? Amen. I don't want you to leave here unclean. And I'm not talking about what you eat or whatever. I'm talking about your heart. I want you to leave here clean and trusting in the Lord, filled with His goodness, filled with His joy. Amen? Amen. Yeah, God bless you this morning. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, as we come down front, I want you to think about what you just prayed. You think hard about it. Don't you dare ignore it, pretend like it wasn't there, because it meant something. God wanted you to see that prayer because He wants you to be clean. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come and ask the Lord for a new heart, for a clean heart. It's open for anyone that wishes to come and rededicate their lives, or anyone who wants to join our church, or anyone who just wants to say, thank you, Lord, thank you. Sometimes it's best just to say that, amen? Amen. Just praise His name, say, thank you, Lord.
Would you stand for our invitation hymn? Love divine, all loves excelling.
be seated. You, the Lord has blessed you today, whether you know it or not, He's blessed you. Amen?
Amen.
He's given you the opportunity to have that clean heart. Amen? Amen. And when you leave here, know this, God's going to start to reveal things to you. He's going to start dealing with you more and more as you get closer and closer. Amen?
Amen.
Don't you run away. You run to Him. God bless you. Prayer is so very important in a Christian's life. It's your lifeline. It's your direct line to Jesus. Please don't forget to pray. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, Lord, what in the world are we going to do? So much is going on. So much is happening. So many of our friends and our neighbors and our relatives are sick. Lord, sometimes we don't know what to do or what to say. But Lord, we turn to You for strength. Lord, we turn to You for healing. We turn to You for hope, for comfort and for calmness and for peace, Lord. Those, Lord, that are facing chemo, those that are facing tests, those that are facing other issues in the hospital, those that have ongoing health issues, those the pain just won't go away. Oh, Lord, we know that You are a burden bearer, and we know that You are one that answers prayer. We ask You right now, Lord, as humbly as we know how, in Your blessed name, that You would help those that are hurting, that You would be with those, Lord, that need You, that You would calm those, Lord, whose life is a mess, that You would give them peace and help them to understand that it's going to be all right. Only through You, Lord, will it be all right. And now, Lord, as we go from this place, we pray that You would wrap Your loving arms around us so that this bond of love may never be broken between us, and that You would go with each one, bless them, and help them, Lord, to get through this day. We're not worried about tomorrow, Lord. We're not worried about that. We just want to love You and do right by You today. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when He said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." And as we depart from here today, watch out for the traffic. It can be very dangerous. Remember those less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. And yes, Jack is not only a relative, he is our daughter-in-law's dad, and he's been a real close friend of Elaine for 30-some-odd years, and mine for, a dozen years. A heck of a nice guy, but fully vaccinated, and he went to a convention. You know, please pray for him. Be friendly, be safe. Let us join here again next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Ted will bring us. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Will you stand for our closing hymn? "I'll Fly Away."
Some bad morning.
Hallelujah, bye, bye, bye.